If you're looking to deepen your spiritual journey, Unity Magazine is your go-to source for information and inspiration. It's been beautifully redesigned and packed with interesting articles and compelling interviews from today's spiritual thought leaders. You'll find science, spirituality, and healing with a look at Eastern philosophies, meditation, as well as completely new ways to interpret the Bible. Plus, reviews on the latest spiritual books and music. Get a free trial issue at unitymagazine.org.
We're glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace. I am super excited to have you join us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now, can you even imagine living a life of peace every day, today included? In the middle of the pandemic, everything that's going on, you and everyday peace. Well, I'm here to tell you that yes, it's possible. Yes, you deserve it. And yes, you can have it. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And today is no exception. I'm super excited about our guest here today. We have none other than the ambassador of joy, Barry Shore. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Barry before I bring him on. It excites me to bring him to you today because stress, we are no stranger to. But during these times, I've heard from people, I've heard from the listeners, I've heard from, you know, people that I work with, people in my community, that they are feeling stress. And so today we have the ambassador of joy with us, and we're going to talk about that. Barry Shore, at the age of 34, retired. He retired at least one other time, too. Yet his desire is to bring more love into the world and will not allow him to sit on the sidelines. His stellar career has been marked by big ideas. For example, building an internet company in 1999, granted 2 patents, and selling to a NASDAQ-listed company within 18 months. Meanwhile, his Keep Smiling movement has distributed millions of Keep Smiling cards worldwide for free. He founded the Joy of Living Institute with a mission to enable everyone to live in joy daily. Barry Shore, it is my honor to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, remarkably wonderful, fabulous Drayvon. And if I may be so bold, hello, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings listening to the show. And if you're listening, that means that by definition, you are a good-looking person. Now, how can I tell all the millions of people listening, Drayvon, that by definition they're good-looking? Because if you're listening to Drayvon James, that means you're always looking for and finding the good. And that's a good-looking person, looking for and finding the good.
Oh, Barry, you're just amazing. You make me smile from ear to ear. And I'm so excited. We're talking today about stress. But before we get into stress and joy, how to decrease our stress, increase our joy, who could not benefit from that, guys? Just, this is going to be an amazing show. So you teach and model for people how to increase their joy and decrease their stress. Share a little bit about who you are and how you became the ambassador of joy.
Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity, Drayvon, to be working with your vast audience and to share your enthusiasm for life. I truly am humbled and honored. And just in the people who are listening in and moving forward and saying, wow, Barry Shore sounds interesting, but what we didn't tell them about is why should anybody listen to Barry Shore and talk about joy and stress? It doesn't sound like he ever had any in his life. So one of the things that Drayvon purposely left out when she introduced me was that on September 17th, 2004, which is almost 16 years ago now, I was standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, like I hope 99.99% of all the people listening. That evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. And it was not because of an automobile accident or a spinal injury. I had a rare disease that took over my body and in a matter of hours rendered me something called a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. I'm healthy in the morning, in the evening, in the hospital, completely paralyzed. Nothing moved in my body. And that went on for years and years and years. So when we talk about stress, I am no stranger to stress. Because an example, I was in the hospital for 4.5 months. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. But thank God today, Drayvon, I'm happy to say that I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master from a tripod, not a biped. I can't stand on my own 2 feet. I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. My voice is positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, and all because I learned the three fundamental aspects of living in joy daily. Would you like to hear them?
I would love to hear them.
Thank you. So again, setting aside the bona fides, Barry Shore not only did very well in business and had patents and happily married for 44 years and has a son and a daughter-in-law and 2 grandsons, but again, he was paralyzed and still in what other people would call have disabilities. But we work in my world with what we call the three fundamentals of life. And when you know these three fundamentals, you will be able to move from stress into joy. So the three fundamentals, Drayvon, are number one, life, your life has a purpose. Life has a purpose. When you know that your life has a purpose, you can go mad. Now, I went mad when I was in the hospital, paralyzed, couldn't move in my own home. But MAD is actually a great acronym. It's very positive because MAD stands for go make a difference. That's what it means to be MAD in our world. And the third fundamental of life is uncovering and unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Here's a great simple example. The word smile, you used the word smile several times before you introduced me, right? Because we have the Keep Smiling Foundation, which we'll talk to people about, because everything we're discussing is available on my site. Should I mention the site, Drayvon?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's www, and by the way, www stands for What a Wonderful World. www.BarryShore.com, BarryShore, BarryShore.com. There are many, many free things on the site, and we have a gift for everybody listening today. We have a gift of, it's called the free What Color Is Your Stress Test. Take the What Color Is Your Stress Test. It's free. It's our gift to you, and also the gift of the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. So let's go back to uncovering and unlocking the secrets of everyday words and terms. One of the most important words or terms you could ever learn the acronym for is smile, S-M-I-L-E, because smile is an acronym that stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. So people invariably, Draven, when I'm speaking, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 5,000 people, they'll raise their hand, they'll put up on the board a question, say, but Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already, I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are all miracles, right? And the greatest proof of that is, if you're here, think, more than 1 million people around the globe did not get out of bed today. They died. You didn't. Wow, that's a miracle. You're here. You can make a difference. Remember? Go mad. Now, the other part of the miracle is more than 1 million people can't get out of bed this morning because they're infirm. Right now, we're in the midst of a pandemic worldwide. Millions of people can't get out of bed. They're bedridden. For me, it still takes me 10 minutes every day just to get out of bed. I thank God I can do it. I couldn't do that for years and years and years, but I can do it now. But be able to get out of bed, that's a miracle. But I want to share with you what my 8-year-old niece asked me just a couple weeks ago. She came over to me and she said, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it, said, smile, why not? I asked her why. And she said, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I just want to point something out, Barry.
Isn't
because
that great?
Your story is so amazing. I know when I first met you, when I was on your show, it carried me for such a long time. And I kept repeating the story to everyone and repeating it to myself, because ordinarily we have been conditioned to a different mindset. And that's the happy mindset. So, and happiness is directly correlated in our physical life to what is happening. So what is happening determines how happy we are, right? So we say, okay, if these external situations are not happening that make me happy, then I am not happy. But today we are talking about joy, and joy is a lot more powerful than happy. And let me just say this. I love being happy. Who doesn't? I would love to be happy every day, but it's so externally generated, because if something's not happening that generates happiness, well, we know how that goes. So talk to us a lot about, teach us today, what is your definition of joy?
Oh, Draven, by the way, everybody listening to the show, you are so blessed that you're tuning in and listening to Draven James, because she is a happening being. And you're so right to make the distinction. In my world, when we, again, if you go to the site and you see the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, well, one of the videos, we explain this interesting distinction between excitement and enthusiasm. And that's really the difference between sort of happiness and joy. Like you said, joy is a very powerful internal process. So let's take a look. Excitement, we all will give an example like this. If you take a pot of water, take a pot, fill it up with water, put it on the stove, turn on the heat, and now turn it up a lot, what starts to happen? Obviously, the water bubbles, and the more heat you put on, the more activity that you have, and the water is bubbling and boiling and moving, and wow, it's there, right? Now, what happens if you either turn down the heat or you remove the pot from the stove? Well, by definition, everything sort of calms down, right? That's called excitement, because excitement is made up of two parts of the word. Ex meaning on the outside, and sight means to move. So when you excite something, there's an external force that caused that motivation. It's like going to a baseball game or a football game where your team is up. Yeah, wow. That's excitement. Enthusiasm is what we call an inside job, like you pointed out, Dr. Draven James. Enthusiasm is also made up of two words, E-N and T-H-U. Now, E-N means, in Greek, inside, inner. And T-H-U is the Greek word for God, because, you know, a person named Theodore, right? Theodore means lover of God, C-O-T-H-E-T-H-U, the same thing. So when God, you have God inside of you, then you will be living in joy no matter what the external circumstance is. That's the difference between happiness and joy.
Oh, and I just want to make sure that our listeners really have this, because we talk about having everyday peace. And I've heard from you, a lot of you. Thank you for reaching out. I love dialogue. And, you know, I get these really profound, you know, questions of things that are going on in people's lives. And the question is, how can I have wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken in the face of coronavirus, in the face of loss of jobs, in the face of illness or financial ruin or divorce? And we're here today with Barry Shore, who, as you heard, one morning in September, gets up just like you and I did, and at the end of the day, wasn't able to move any of his body parts except for his head. And we're saying, wow. We're talking to him today. He went through this extensive rehabilitation, and he is explaining to us that excitement and enthusiasm are oceans apart. Oceans apart. It's almost shameful to use them in the same sentence, because one is totally dependent on your external situation. Could you imagine having to live your life dictated by what the external world was doing? You'd be a basket case, right? Oh, because,
right.
You know, we just talk about the weather, right? If you can only be happy when the sun is shining outside, you're going to have some really cloudy days and some dark days. So, you know, we're talking about enthusiasm. And I love that T-H-U meaning God, right? We're talking about enthusiasm, which means you can generate this from the inside out. And on the most cloudiest day ever, when the storms of life are brewing, you can still have joy. And that's what we're talking about today. And I want to say this because I'm getting this feeling. I know we have a caller. We're going to go to the caller in just a moment. That it's the joy. When you get this joy, you get fired up. I don't know, you can hear it in Barry's voice, because I did the very first time that he and I met. I was like tingling all over. When you get this joy on the inside, it changes the way you see everything. And when you change the way you see the world you see changes. Would you agree, Barry?
Absolutely. Remember, that's the acronym for SMILE. Seeing miracles in life every day, or seeing miracles in everyday life. In everyday life, Trayvon, I love what you just said. It's a love dialogue. Love is a wonderful acronym that stands for living on vibrant energy. When you're living on vibrant energy, it's a different kind of process in life. It's not your regular, oh, I got up in the morning. You're living on vibrant energy. But I want to make mention of something before we go to a caller. The world is experiencing something unusual, and we must be cognizant of it. We must really feel what's happening. And I think I mentioned to you, I have a book coming out, God willing, in the next 62 days. And the title is Stress Kills, Joy Heals. Now, we don't minimize stress at all. What we do is we want to be able to utilize the forces of stress against itself and replace it with this inner being called joy. So let me explain something, if I may. Stress is a remarkable acronym. Again, we love acronyms, right? Life is an acronym. Living inspirationally for eternity. That's life. So watch this, Trayvon. I want you to write this down, and your listeners also. Stress stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. Stomach-turning reality, something really tough happened, losing job, losing family, house, you can name everything, losing your ability to move, becoming paralyzed overnight. Stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage. What are you going to do about it? That's really the key. What is your response to such a situation? That's one way of having stress. There's another acronym for stress. Same letters, S-T-R-E-S-S. Ready? Stomach-turning reality, same situation, enabling self-success. In other words, what am I going to do now that X, Y, Z, A, B, C? What am I going to do? I know the good Lord's in charge. I know that I have enthusiasm. What am I going to do? How am I going to respond? It's up to me. I want self-success, not self-sabotage.
I love this conversation, and we're going to go to this caller because I could go on forever. One moment. Let me just get our caller on the air. Welcome to the Everyday Peace Show with our special guest today, Barry Shore.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I did have a quick question. I wanted to know, well, I'm a college student, and I wanted to know what are some ways that I can cope with stress and anxiety when it comes to college classes and finishing out my degree?
That's a wonderful question.
What is your name, wonderful person?
My name is Morgan.
Morgan, first of all, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. It takes a lot of guts and nerve to ask a question and reach out. So a huge bravo. I'm just letting you know, the ability to do what you just did shows that you want to live in purpose and take responsibility. So I applaud you for that. I'm going to share with you one thing. Again, if you go to the website, www.barryshore.com, you'll see there the free What Color Is Your Stress Test, 11 strategies for learning how to live in joy daily. I'm going to give you one right now. And this is for all. Morgan represents thousands and thousands of people. And she's talking about stress at school and in life moving forward. I'm going to share with you six words. And then I'll share with you the strategy. Ready? The six words are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Those are the six words from this one of the 11 strategies is called happy by choice. Happy by choice. Not just like Drayvon said, okay, it's beautiful sunny day outside. Well, of course I'm going to be happy. No, excuse me. It's raining and it's cold and it's blistering and it's a hurricane coming. Can I still be happy in the true sense, the enthusiastic sense? The answer is yes, because choice is the key. Life is what we call, Morgan, a 3D process. The 3Ds are decision, discipline, and determination. When you make the decision to be happy, enthusiastic, no matter what the circumstances are, completely paralyzed, and you're still going to be happy with life and filled with joy, then you will be able not only to cope, you will be able to triumph over any set of circumstances ever in your life. How's that, Morgan?
That sounds good to me.
Thank you. I urge you to go to the site and take advantage of the free gifts that are there. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you. And I love it, Barry. Life is a 3D experience. Now, we all love, I remember going to my first 3D movie, guys. I will never forget it, right? And we love that experience, you know, and now we have the surround sound. We're living in real time. And I love this concept. Life is a 3D experience. Decisions, discipline, and determination. And I think that those 3Ds can make people nervous a lot because, you know, for a lot of us, it can be difficult to make a decision, right? You know, which way to go, how to, you know, and we sort of sit on the fence for a long time. But we've got to make a decision. And Barry, we're almost going to go to break, but if you could give us just a couple sentences really quickly on how, I get this a lot. How do I know what decision to make? If I want to get in this 3D game, how do I know the decision part, number one, it can be so difficult. How can people get over that and get to how to make a decision?
Well, thank you for calling in, Drayvon. I'm glad you did. First of all, that is an amazingly wonderful question. I'm going to say something that is going to open up people's heads and hearts and minds. Ready? This is so mind-expanding, mind-bending, that if you listen to nothing else, this is what you want to hear. So I'm going to do drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. When you make a decision, you cannot fail. When you make a decision, you cannot fail. The good Lord is here running the world. He or she only wants one thing, your benefit. No matter what you choose, it will be right, because even if it turns out to be not the best decision at that moment, it will right itself because you're going to learn from it. Now, we all have a built-in guidance system. And as long as we are keeping our moral compass to true north, which means living rightly, living honestly, always doing our best, then we will not make decisions that are going to say, well, I'm going to try and make a decision between should I snort da 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 today or go to school. Well, that's not a decision. That's silliness, right? That's oceans apart. That's a gulf. We're talking about making sense. Should I take this job, that job, this person? That? You can't fail. When you know that your life is here to celebrate service, and you use that as your moral compass, you cannot fail. Can I repeat it one more time? Make the decision because you cannot fail.
And we're going to break right more with Barry Shore right after this break. You've got to be on the edge of your seats. I know that I am. More after the break.
Thanks for joining us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
You are listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James and our fabulous guest, the ambassador of joy, Barry Shore. And just before the break, he said something that was so profound. I have to repeat it again. I know we have callers on the line. I'm going to go to them right after this. But you cannot fail. We're talking about making a decision. I know I get this a lot. People ask me this question. You cannot fail when you make a decision. Why? Because God, the universe, divine spirit, however you want to call it, you know what I'm talking about. That energy is working for your benefit. You have a built-in guidance system. You know that you do. You stay close to that guidance system, and no matter whatever decision you make is going to work out for your good, because at the very least, you're going to learn something and be better and stronger than you were before. So go ahead, make that decision. You can't make a wrong decision. I'm super excited to hear Barry say that. That's something that we believe here on the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James, and we're going to head to our callers. Thank you for holding. We have, hello, you're on the air with our special guest, Barry Shore.
Hello, this is Tony. Another great show, Dr. Drayvon James.
Thank you.
And so my question for Barry is, how does one become more enthusiastic? Like the delineation he made between enthusiasm and excitement. And so I want to know, how can I become more enthusiastic about life?
May I answer it now, Drayvon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, wonderful, Tony. Thank you, first of all, for calling in. So here is, in my humble opinion, two of the best ways to do it. You ready? Here we go.
Yes.
The moment you open your eyes in the morning, the moment you open your eyes in the morning, you say these two words. Thank you. Oh, got it. See, right away. Now, by the way, if there's somebody, your significant other is right next to you, and she says, hey, shut up, Tony. That's okay. Then you can say it without articulating as nobody else hears it. But it needs to be drummed from your inside out with your arms. How dare I do it? I do it with my arms open saying, thank you. That's one.
Okay.
Number two, Tony, you did exactly what I do in the morning. It sometimes it happens after about a minute. Sometimes it happens after about 3 minutes. But I laugh.
Okay.
I laugh. I'm going to share with you a little song. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got to dance daily, even hourly. Sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. That's the meaning of, that's the feeling of joy.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Thank you very much. Well, you're welcome. Let me share, if I may, Trayvon, with the world an acronym that is, in my humble opinion, one of the most important that you could ever learn and utilize. And if people would be kind enough, and kind we're going to talk about in just a moment, to commit to using these two words three times a day for the rest of their lives, consciously and conscientiously, you will not only change you, you will change the world for the better, because that's what we all want. When you are the best you, the world becomes better. You ready? These two words are the ones I just mentioned to Tony. These two words are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because Tony, you're still listening, I trust. Thank you stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So okay. Think about it like this. In your brain, you have 50 billion brain cells. We have a trillion synapses, so you're a billionaire many times over. You have a trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells, and they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. But when you do go to your coffee shop and you order your fancy latte, let's say it's $5.50. You walk in, you order your latte, you sit down, they bring it to you, you say, thank you. You walk into your coffee shop, you order your latte, and a couple minutes goes by, nobody brings it. You go up to the counter, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot. We'll bring it to you. And a couple more minutes go by, and they bring it to you. You still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, and it's raining out, and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're driving in traffic, Trayvon, and you're late for an appointment and somebody cuts you off. What do you say? Thank you.
Thank you.
You get up in the middle of the night, Tony, and you stub your toe and it hurts. What do you say?
Thank you.
So when you can learn to consciously and conscientiously say three times a day, thank you, for the rest of your life, you will live in joy, and you'll make a difference for you and for the whole world. That's what's going to relieve stress. And by the way, stress is the most used word in the world press right now. Leave aside coronavirus. Okay? That's a given. But the next word that is the most used everywhere in the world is the word stress, 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 stress. Remember, it's either a stomach-turning reality enabling self-sabotage or a stomach-turning reality enabling self-success. We choose, and choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
I Love it. Tony, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. And we absolutely appreciate your attention and your attendance on our show weekly. It's amazing. We love you. I'm going to, and for that, thank you so much. I'm going to go to our next caller who's been waiting patiently. And hello, you're on the air with our special guest, Barry Shore.
Oh, my name is Myran.
Hi, Myran.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am calling because I am a natural helper. I'm the person that finds joy in helping other people achieve their goals. And I'm genuinely excited for them and, you know, just happy for them. I also do say thank you a whole lot. But now I'm ready to pursue my own goals, and I'm kind of unsure of what goals I should be going after. And that gives me some angst, and I don't feel as joyful or enthusiastic as I do when I'm trying to help someone else. So I'm wondering, how can I find that joy and enthusiasm in my own journey? If that makes sense.
Oh, that's a wonderful
Not
question.
Not only does it make sense, that is one of that is such a beautiful from the tummy out question. So thank you for the question. May I try and give an answer, Drayvon?
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. I'm going to share with you two words. One word is called hope, and the other is called holy. You ready? And we're going to do an acronym for each. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. That's what you do. When you're helping others, you're giving them hope, right? Helping others progress every day. Now, you're also, when you're doing that, you are becoming holy, because holy stands for helping others live wisely. We're using the Y for wisely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you are living a hopeful and a holy life right now.
Okay.
What you haven't yet discovered, and it's sitting there under your pillow on the chair you're sitting on, is the key to the safety deposit box in the bank that has in it $10 million in gold with your name on it.
Okay.
Right. And it's all because all you need to do is make a shift, a small, wonderful, but purposeful shift. You need to know two things. Ready?
Yes.
You need to know that you are mad.
Okay.
At the beginning of the show, do you know what MAD stands for?
No.
MAD stands for make a difference.
Okay.
You want to make a difference with your life. You're already bringing, thank God, wonderful benefits to other people, right? That's what you told us.
Yes.
You want to discover how you can go mad. Make a difference. One of the best ways you can do that is, here we go, drum roll and fanfare, dream big. I'm going to tell you the acronym in just a moment. Dream big. Please articulate to us your biggest dream right out of your mouth without even thinking. What's your biggest dream?
Oh, my goodness. To own my own therapy center.
Dream big. You need to do something very important. And literally, as we're speaking, do you have a pen or a pencil nearby?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a piece of blank paper nearby?
Yes.
Good. While we're talking, you're going to write it down. It's called WID. Write it down. You're going to write down I and put your full name.
Okay.
I will open my own therapy center, and then put a date. I don't care what the date is, you choose. Write that down.
Okay.
What you just did is you just manifested your dream, because you've been doing it but now we need to manifest it. So let me share with you what the word dream stands for. Ready?
Yes.
Dream stands for doing remarkable, exceptional, amazing manifestations. You brought it from thought into reality by putting it on paper and giving it a date. And that's dream. Now, you also want to dream big. And big is your other part. Big stands for believe in giving. Because that's what you do. When you're setting up your therapy center, you didn't say, I want to set up my therapy center so I can earn $500,000 a year. No, you want to set up a therapy center because you want to be of service. And your service can't be big enough unless you are also earning well. We want you to earn. We want you to yearn to be of service. By yearning, you will become earning because you're going to learn. You're going to earn, learn, and yearn. So what you just did, and I applaud you. I applaud you.
Well, thank you.
You wrote down your dream. I want you to see it. I want you to put the date, and I want you to sign it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you a big favor. You're going to take you're going to take a picture of it with your phone, and you're going to email it or text it to Dr. Dravon James. Can you do that?
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
Okay.
Thank you so much. What I got from there is the accountability and the fact that, and we're going to switch gears and talk about stress, but for all of our listeners who also are in that position, because Barry, what you do, what I do with Everyday Peace, and what our caller, Myran, is talking about doing is right now she's already in service. She says, you know, I get behind someone else's dream and I really work to help them make that happen. This whole life experience is connected to service. We are here to one another, each other. And all of our successes are connected to how much service we provide. Right? So this idea of serving, and I love that, you know, wanting to help build a therapy center. And but whatever you're doing, I don't care. I talk about this a lot. I had someone that I was working with who made nail polish, and she really didn't think it was that great, but it was her passion. And when I really got in there and started talking to her, what it means to a woman to put on a fresh coat of nail polish, and what that's the difference between, you know, change the whole mood of her day, maybe. Everything that we do it for the next guy, the next girl. And so this idea of service, aren't we all so precious that we all have come here with something to give? And it's in our passion. Whatever your passion is, find that. If you live in that passion and you serve from there, I guarantee you, you will have peace every day, everyday peace. Now, I want to tell you that we're doing this show, and I do what I do all of the time. I talk the topic. Everywhere I go, I talk about the topic. So we've been talking about this topic of stress, and someone texted me and said they can't get on the show. They're at work. I have a lot of listeners who are in the healthcare field, and I want to send a lot of love to the people who are doing the wonderful work, and they're on the front lines of care during this time period. But she mentioned today that she herself is under a lot of stress, and was so happy to tune in today and to hear that we're talking about stress, and we're talking about how to increase your joy and decrease your stress. And Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy, is going to give us some tips on how to do that. So Barry, take it away.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Dravon James. Two things. Number one, I urge everybody must go visit the site, www.barryshore.com, because there's just so much gifting there and goodness and availability. You learn about the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, but I'm going to finish up with something quite remarkable. And this is, as I think most people know, but I want to emphasize it again, the most important speech that you will ever hear, the most important, is self-talk. What you say to yourself is far more important than what anybody else ever says. And what everybody else ever says doesn't really matter. Yes, it may help you. It may try not help you. But it doesn't matter because your self-talk is what rules. So I'm going to give you one of the most important insights into the acronym for self-talk that you'll ever hear. Ready? Here we go. Self stands for soul expressing life fully. Soul expressing life fully. You are a soul. And talk stands for teaching always love and kindness. Teaching always love and kindness. Dr. James, oftentimes we are very good at helping others and soothing others and being there for others. And yet when it comes to our self-talk, it tends to denigrate. It tends to belittle. It tends to find the fault because we know ourselves. We know who we really are. Well, if you do really know who you are a soul expressing life fully. Therefore, teaching always love and kindness, self-talk. It is what's going to move you from stress. It's real. But what do you do with it? A stomach-turning reality enabling either self-sabotage or self-success. You choose. I choose success. And I use self-talk to continue to grow in joy daily.
Yeah. You started off, Barry, talking about the power of words. And I love these acronyms. I love the acronyms. And I'm jotting them down as we're talking because they're so amazing. And this stress, we have an option. You know, my first book I wrote, Freedom is Your Birthright, talking about we have a right, an obligation, if you will, to look at our life and define everything that shows up. And it is in our benefit and in the world's benefit if we define it in such a way that we can use it to stand on it and to reach the next level of greatness. So here it is with stress. And Barry said at the very beginning that stress is stomach turning. Reality. We all know that feeling. You know when you get stressed, that stomach starts moving. It's stomach turning reality. Now, here are these last words. Enabling self-sabotage. We have that choice. We can choose that. We can choose that. We can say, hey, this has shown up. I'm stressed about it, and I'm going to use it to enable self-sabotage. Now, we don't want that. But we got to turn on the old noggin. We got to think, and we got to be in this place of listening as well, listening to what we're saying to ourselves, our self-talk, so that we can use the stomach-turning reality, as Barry says, to enable self-success. Did you know that you could turn stress into success? Alchemy, right? You guys know I've been a pharmacist for 30 years, and I love the idea of looking at something in seeing that this one thing, this one chemical, if you will, has the ability to do so many different things. But if we use it just this way and just this percentage, you know, we can do a world of good. That stress, it shows up. You got a choice here. You have a wonderful choice to use this event or whatever this is to be self-success. You don't have to know how. You just got to make the decision. As Barry said in the very beginning, you can't feel. You just got to make a decision. Acknowledge. Be aware of where you are. Yes, I'm feeling stressed. And yes, I have decided that I'm going to use this stomach-turning reality to enable self-success. We wouldn't be so afraid of success, of stress, if we knew it was going to end up being success, right? So we
absolutely
got that.
That's a pow, Dr. James. Power of words. Pow.
Yes, it's the power. And I love it. You know, we gather here on the show, Everyday Peace. We're Everyday Peacemakers. And we're talking right now about the power of words. And it's so important that we do gather. Because when we gather like this, can't we see our situations differently? And I'm going to go one step further because we have Barry Shore here today. And I know you can feel the adrenaline pumping through your veins because he has that type of effect on audiences. We can feel our way to a solution, right? Because the same situation may exist on the outside, but once we start changing the inside, boy, we got power. We got words. We got each other to one another, each other to be in service to one another. And we together and individually can reach the success that we want when we use our words to empower ourselves. We cannot use our words to continue to destroy our dreams or destroy our families or destroy our communities. We want to use our words to uplift. So I love these. I've just written them down. You know, soul expressing life fully. Oh my gosh, right?
And talk. What is talk? Teaching always love and kindness.
And let's just go back to that. I know we're running low on time. I got to say this one thing, and I want Barry to give to all of us ways that we can get in touch with him. If you have organizations, how we can work with Barry. But teaching always love and kindness talk. This whole program, I hope you've gotten it. Kindness is the key to your most wild adventure, the all of the joy that you've ever wanted to experience and give starts with kindness. Start with being kind to you today, and then pass that kindness on to one other person and watch as it boomerangs and mushrooms and grows overnight, and you become the loving individual that you want to see in the world. So I'm so excited about this. And Barry, we got about 3 minutes left. Tell us anything you want the world to know, and then how people can get in contact with you. How can they work with you? Your wonderful book that's coming out.
We have a wonderful book coming out. Thank you, Dr. James, called Stress Kills, Joy Heals. People everywhere should go to www.barryshore.com, BarryShore. You can have as a gift the free What Color Is Your Stress test. Take the test, learn what your color is currently, and you can learn how to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress by using the free PDF, which gives you the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. I urge everybody to join the Facebook group called the Joy of Living Facebook group. So much there, and you can interact with other people. And what I would like to do, with your permission, Dr. James, is give a blessing to everybody. May I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our blessing is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Barry, we are so, I know I am, and I know our listeners are so wonderfully blessed that you have spent this time with us teaching us how to turn stress into joy, into our next level of greatness. It is the most important thing that we can do for ourselves, our loved ones, and our community. I want to thank our listeners today for being part of the Everyday Peacemakers. We come together every week to do what we want to do every day, and that's to live in this place of peace, wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Yes, it's possible. Yes, you deserve it. And yes, you can do it. So I'm super excited for what's next to come in your individual lives and in our lives collectively. I want to tell you that there are some great things happening for those of you who are still looking for some growth and development. Check out the Institute of Leadership and Lifelong Learning, where you'll find a course there called the 2020 Clarity Course. Until next week, this is Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
If you're looking to deepen your spiritual journey, Unity Magazine is your go-to source for information and inspiration. It's been beautifully redesigned and packed with interesting articles and compelling interviews from today's spiritual thought leaders. You'll find science, spirituality, and healing with a look at Eastern philosophies, meditation, as well as completely new ways to interpret the Bible. Plus, reviews on the latest spiritual books and music. Get a free trial issue at unitymagazine.org.